Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hi everybody. Hi Anna Moussinet.
Hello Anne Charlotte.
Thank you for being here today. You are architect. In 2-3 sentences, could you describe your office?
So I'm architect based in Paris. The agency is in Marais. The agency is composed of architect and interior designer. I did create the agency in 2001. So it's been several years now. Mostly we are working on the hospitality experience, so hotel, and some other different spaces inside of the offices. But I would like most to describe maybe one of the project, the hotel project. Before talking about the hotels, maybe I can give some information about the team and our working, if you want.
Yes, with pleasure.
Okay. So as I said, the team is composed of architect and interior designer who will follow my inspiration and orchestrate the how known and skills to tell a new story, create a bespoke architecture that brings out the best of each project. My studio creates a new identity for each project. And this is very important because very often we can be influenced by the passing trends. And this is what we want to allow. And I hope that that the project that we are working on are more unique and with a timeless result. So the project, our approach we'll start by the restructuring of the space, pass through the choice of materials, the furniture, and also the creation of the collection, the exclusive collection for the design furniture edition for different brands like Ligne Rosée or Manufacture. So this is the major elements, topics that we are working on. In the studio, as I said, we explored two major fields. It is the high-standing hospitalities project and the services area. For the hospitality project, as you ask me maybe to choose one, I can choose the hotel in Odessa, which is the 5-stars hotel, located in the old town of Odessa in a very old building. It was... Maybe I can start, but how my first approach was a trip to Odessa. Because, of course, as much of us, I didn't know very well this city. And I wanted to explore it before. So I take my plane tickets and I went there for a weekend alone, trying to spend time to meet some artisans, local, to see what is the material that we can be use, also get some inspiration of the town, which is very strong. Odessa has a very strong and nice position. It's near to the Black Sea. So the Black Sea, if the location, the strongness of this sea, the colorfuls, and all this emotion, I felt that I should bring some inspiration inside of the hotel. I spent time walking through the city, the old town, which is, it's the small town. They say it's a small town, it's more family, but more leisure than business. And I was thinking that some of the pattern that I show on the paved roads inside of the town, I was inspired because there was a nice shape, the old nice, very nice shapes that I reinterpreted, that I did reinterpreted it after inside of the hotel. I went to also to visit the school, the art school, and spent some time with the students there. And finally, a few months after, I did go back and I took three of them and bring them to the hotel and say, okay, what we can do together. So it was a very nice experience because I felt like I wanted to bring everyone. I wanted to take a part of the story, the city story, and some people living there and involve them inside of the hotel and my own story and my old project creation. So we quickly started working on this hotel. Have 60 rooms, so it's not very big because we work on different size of the hotel. It's not the going up to 300 rooms. So the one I took is not the biggest one. It's even the smallest one. But it was very interesting way of working. And also why? Because it's a 5 stars, but as my aim was to work with the local artisans and people. And finally, the cost of this hotel was pretty reduced comparing to the quality of the execution and the quality of the project and materials that we finally had in this project. And make it more range like a palace than like a 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And this approach was interesting because I felt like I took the maximum of each of them and of the quality I could find locally and put it inside. So it was pretty impressive when we delivered this hotel because there was like TV Scene and some other journalists that can come and they would say, wow, in Odessa, what a beautiful hotel. It was like, yes, it was a very nice hotel, but in some other town, the people will be less surprised. And I was very touched by this feeling that making something unique for them, it was also my part of the job, and I was pleased to do it. After, when we need to talk about the interior design and the inspiration, yes, inspiration, the hotel, the richness of the elements, the elegance, the materials, and all the creation, it's high-standing. You can see through
it. Will you describe it?
Of course. So to give an example, the floor, the whole floor that I work on is in different stone and marbles. And the stone and marbles are work like a marquetry that we use to make when we work with the leather. But here I push them so far and we create a lot of shape and forms and with some integration of the brass metal, very thin lines inside. We have a very beautiful bar in alabaster. We create a special wall finishing with the gold leaves. We create all the lighting that you can see was created specially for the hotel. So I draw them, the studio, work on it, design them, made by an Italian firm who follow us on this project. And the rooms and the suites pay a particular attention to all the details. What I want to say that it's for me the detail, this part of our job, how to work a detail, how to make it in the best way is essential. It's very, very important because the difference on the quality and difference of imagination and creativity will pass by the quality of the detail. Mm-hmm. And this is something that will make us different from one interior designer than another one. It's the approach to detail. Mm-hmm. How we approach the detail, how we make it happen to be the most beautiful, it's not enough, but the most efficient, if we can say. So Odessa was a great experience, and I had this very big chance that the client gave me really a lot of liberty and a lot of possibility to create as I want it. So finally, this hotel is an M Gallery by Sofitel, and it's a flagship of the brand. This is the one that we find on all the catalogs, so this is the most successful one. So it was a pleasure for me to be part of it.
Bravo.
Merci. Thank you.
Bye bye everybody. Thank you very much. Anna Moussine. And see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.